Now that Christmas music is everywhere, our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a suggestion for people tired of the same old tunes.
Stop!
I have to admit, I'm bored with most Christmas music. It's either the same old carols, Jingle Bell Rock in elevators, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, or Handel's Messiah. I love them all, but I'm tired of them, and too many performances express the same old pieties instead of real feeling. So it was a pleasure to receive a new disc by the estimable Chicago-based choral group His Majesty's Clarks, with something completely different on it, something beautiful and delivered with spiritual fervor and grace. It's an album called Hear My Prayer, Choral Music of the English Romantics. Surprisingly, the three pieces on this album were all composed in the 20th century, which suggests that in English choral music, the Romantic period arrived, or stayed, a little late. According to the liner notes by the group's director, Anne Hyder, what makes something romantic is a preference for the distant rather than the immediate past. A preference evidently shared by Hyder and His Majesty's Clarks, Majesty ending not with a Y but an I-E, and Clarks spelled C-L-E-R-K-E-S. Even in 1922, Ralph Vaughan Williams's luscious Mass in G minor was attacked for being old-fashioned. But who could have predicted back then that medieval Gregorian chant, which is how the Vaughan Williams Mass begins, would top the charts in the 1990s? The earliest selections on this disc, from 1905, are three lovely Latin motets by Vaughan Williams's tyrannical teacher, Charles Villiers Stanford, who to a large degree determined the conservative trend in 20th century British music. The piece on the album I'm especially fond of is Oxford music professor Hubert Parry's Songs of Farewell, six motets he composed during World War I, and completed in 1918, the year he died. The texts Parry sets, mostly 17th century, including Psalm 39, seem to reflect his thoughts about his own mortality. The poem by Sir John Davies concludes, "I know myself a man, which is a proud and yet a wretched thing." John Donne's apocalyptic holy sonnet, At the Round Earth's Imagined Corners, becomes more quietly ecstatic than you'd expect. Henry Vaughan's My Soul, There is a Country Far Beyond the Stars is a moving plea for peace and spiritual stability in a time of world devastation. The ending is particularly wondrous, with its surprising and ironic tonal changes on the word changes. If thou canst get but thither, there grows the flower of peace, the rose that cannot wither, thy fortress and thy ease. Leave then thy foolish ranges, for none can thee secure but one who never changes, thy God, thy life, thy cure. Hear My Prayer is not specifically a Christmas album, which makes it all the more appealing at what's supposed to be not only a season of joy, but also a time of spiritual contemplation.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Hear My Prayer, choral music of the English Romantics, on the Chicago label CD.